February 18, 1850, Oswego, New York. Letter to Philip and Nancy Collins. News to friends of recent travels, of publishing work, and of their move to Oswego, New York. Dear Brother and Sister Collins, we were very glad to hear from you that you were striving to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Be bold in the cause of God. Do not falter. God loves bold soldiers, and they will get the victory. Oh, how good is the Lord to us! Can we doubt His goodness for a moment? No, no. His watchful care has been over us, or we should have fallen out by the way. We do not want you to feel, Brother Collins, that you cannot write us unless you can send us some money. No, no. Write us. We are just as glad to hear from you as though you sent us ever so much money. The way is now fully open for James to go forward in publishing the present truth. We love you and love to hear from you. We should have written you before, but we have had no certain abiding place, but have traveled in rain, snow, and blow with the child from place to place. I could not get time to answer any letters, and it took all James's time to write for the paper and get out the hymn book. We do not have many idle moments. Now we are settled, I can have more time to write. Do not let the suggestions of Satan hold you down. Be of good cheer. The Lord is coming to reward His faithful children. Be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Let us not rest unless we have the abiding witness that our ways please God. Souls are coming out upon the truth all around here. They are those who have not heard the Advent doctrine, and some of them are those who went forth to meet the bridegroom in 1844, but since that time have been deceived by false shepherds until they did not know where they were or what they believed. Much love to the children and yourselves. James has gone to the office. In haste.